allowing the body to establish itself in the chosen posture. Allowing that sense of relative alignment through the torso of the body, the spine, the neck, the head. And relaxing fully into the chosen posture. Such that even in the hands and fingers, the toes of the feet, there's no holding or grasping. That the body can sit, at least initially, free from grasping and clinging. The body can simply be the body. Resting openly into the posture, and the openness into the silence and stillness. This can allow the sensations of breathing to be more clear and distinct. Noticing again as before where the sensations of breathing are occurring, where they are most clear, most tangible, most obvious. And just as the body rests into the chosen posture, resting into clear observation of the sensations of the in-breath and the sensations of the out-breath. And that intimacy, that connectedness with breathing. The sensations of the in-breath appearing and disappearing. The sensations of the out-breath appearing and disappearing. And getting that sense again of how the breath is fully intelligent, fully capable of breathing itself. It sustains itself. Just that very subtle shift from the idea that I am breathing, someone is breathing, to the sense of the breath breathing itself. And steadiness of posture, relaxation into the silence and stillness. Sensations of breathing keep appearing and changing, disappearing. Each breath is new, each breath is fresh, each breath never comes again. Letting everything else that may be arising simply arise, pass. Stay steady with the breath. Come back to it if the mind attention is pulled away. Just playing a little bit with what it's like to cultivate concentration. Just a state, nothing special, but yet significant, important quality. Concentration. And even now, with the care and attentiveness to breath, some measure of concentration, steadiness, sensations of body arise spontaneously, multiple causations for these sensations. Certainly sitting on a cushion or chair or bench, the sensations of contact, sensations of weight, other sensations, other bodily sensations arise spontaneously. They draw the attention at times away from the breathing. Noticing as and when this may happen, the steadiness, simply open into the body, open into the sensations, observe clearly how the sensations are manifesting. The breath fades into the background for some time, and sensations of body, sensations at times pleasant, other times unpleasant, other moments in between pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. They simply arise spontaneously. They can be observed, not just that they're happening, but what is happening to them. What is their nature? Observing in a way that's non-interfering, non-manipulative, just openly seeing what's happening, the bodily life. Just like the sensations of breathing, appearing, disappearing. Begin to notice how the sensations of body have this same characteristic, this same nature. Appearing, changing, and dissolving. Sometimes the dissolution of the sensations is unmistakably clear. Other times the sensations appear to dissolve because they're no longer being attended to. After some moments or time of observing sensations in some part of the body, the attention may come back to the breathing all on its own, or there may be a sense of an apparent choice to redirect the attention. In either case, the key is to see how change is unfolding through sensations of breathing, sensations of body. Relaxed and steady in the silence and stillness. True nature of breathing, the true nature of body, can show itself. The mind produces thoughts, images, ideas, as and when this may be occurring and it's noticed. Simply notice. You may notice also this quality of change in the thinking, in the imagery. In either case, whether it's noticed or not, stay primarily now in the breath and in the body. As and when the thoughts arise, if they're pulling the attention almost magnetically, and one, so to speak, gets drawn up into that, one ends up moving into the head, spinning in the head. This actually produces certain kinds of sensations as well. Middle way, right down the middle, the razor's edge. Simply sitting in the openness, seeing what's happening, seeing what is happening to what is happening, how it's changing. Particularly if the mind strongly presents in the form of mental activity, gently yet firmly, stay in the breathing, stay in the body, don't get lost. As the relaxation and openness deepens, then anything that the mind produces is not at all a problem. It's simply a process unfolding itself. But for now, the ground of body sensations, the movement of breathing, and the nature of this breath-body process. It's that very subtle shift into seeing how the body and the breath are changing by themselves. No one is doing it. It's just happening spontaneously. very important to also see that with the body sensations, change also manifests as, at times, intensification. It's not just immediate arising and dissolution in the form of disappearing. The sensations at times build, they intensify. This also is the sign of impermanence, of change. No one's in control of these sensations. No one owns them. They're simply and utterly expressing their own true nature. One moment it may be sensations of breathing, another moment sensations of body. Notice how they can be distinguished and yet they're not separate. Sensations of breathing, sensations of body, inseparable from each other.